Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. On the show today, we have Beyond Bank Australia's Nick May talking about how they converted from a credit union to a mutual, so check it out. Hey, your Beyond Bank Australia is, it's neither a bank nor a credit union, it's a mutual. So can you give us a quick explanation on what's going on here?
Yeah, we're definitely further towards the credit union end than we are the bank end. Mike, don't put us in that bracket.
Okay.
Our origins are a credit union, and a couple of years back we were community CPS credit union.
Okay.
Over here in Australia, a couple of years ago now, the government actually changed the laws or the regulations, if you like, so that you could use the word bank in your name if you wanted to.
Oh.
You had to hold a minimum capital and that sort of stuff to qualify to do that. And quite a few of the credit unions over here have converted to mutual banks, which in essence, to be honest with you, is a branding exercise.
Ah, okay.
It doesn't change the regulatory, our shareholders, much like a credit union over there. We still have shareholders, mm-hmm. and everyone is an equal shareholder.
Mm-hmm.
So from that perspective, the credit union, I suppose, movement or the credit union rules and regulations are all still in place.
Okay.
We've just changed our name,
okay.
and referred to us as a mutual bank, and we've also got a credit rating too as part of that process as well.
Gotcha. The obvious question, Nick, is why? Why would you go from a credit union to a mutual? I mean, when things are essentially the same.
Yeah, no, it was something that we talked a lot about over here too, and it's a funny one. You know, I'm sure like the credit unions over here, after 58 years of trying to bash up the banks and, you know, sort of say, we'll never become one of them. The government opens the door and what do? You put bank into your name. The logic for us, Mike, we did a lot of research around this, and the logic for us is the credit union movement over here has for a long time been trying to make some traction around, you know, moving people to us. We call the credit union movement over here or our COBA, our industry body, got this fifth pillar concept up and running where the credit unions were sort of, we have the big four banks over here, so mm-hmm. the credit union movement was sort of number five.
Okay.
And we've really, I suppose, struggled, to be honest with you, to make good inroads, or the inroads that we sort of want to make into that market and sort of breach some of those big four banks' mm-hmm. Share of wallet.
Gotcha.
So what we found, though, is lots of people didn't understand in Australia credit unions are regulated the same as banks. We're as safe as a bank is. We have to hold more capital in actual fact than what the banks have to hold. So in terms of safety, we are as safe, if not safer in many cases. We hold the same, you know, the same capital. We have the same regulatory requirements, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But people don't understand that. People, for whatever reason.
Yeah, the consumer doesn't get it.
Joe Public, they didn't get it. And what we also found with a credit union is we were far too often having to explain what we do.
Right.
So,
right.
you know, I mean, for you and me, and I'm sure for all of you, all of your listeners and watchers there, you know, we know what credit unions do. We do good stuff and we do banking. But lots of people didn't get that. So what we decided to do, and like I say, there was a few that followed suit over here in Australia, is convert from a credit union to a mutual bank, which was just a branding exercise. So in September 2013, we became Beyond Bank Australia,
okay.
but our values and our regulatory and our constitution all remain the same.
Okay. The next obvious question is, how has it been since the switch? Because, I mean, you've obviously rebranded as well, and your website looks great. I'm sure your branches look great as well. But how has it been since you guys switched in 2013?
Yep. It's a lot easier than we initially even thought it was going to be,
really?
Mike, to be honest with you. We were expecting our existing customer base to say, you know, hang on, guys, we don't like banks. You know? What do you mean you're becoming a bank?
Yeah.
But what we found is, you know, it's amazing how quickly people understood and adapted to what we were doing. And when they, and those, even those people that weren't sure they liked it, once we spoke to them and said, you know what, nothing's changing, it's a branding exercise, we're mm-hmm. now Beyond Bank,
mm-hmm.
they actually, you know, to your point, we got a new website, our branch has got a new lick of paint,
looking
our
good.
Staff got new uniforms, people converted over pretty quickly. So it's been a really good experience. Certainly our customers, like I say, adapted really quickly. We did a large amount of communications, as you can imagine, to convert over, because even the website's a good example. You know, one day they're clicking on a community CPS website and the next day they're clicking on a Beyond Bank website.
It's like, what's going on? What happened?
Yeah. Well, in this day and age, you know, you don't know what's happened to my internet. So, so there was a lot of communication. But certainly internally too, it gave everyone a bit of a fresh uplift. You know, I don't think it was just the new uniforms. It was everyone had this new sense of, you know, gee, and especially the name, you know, Beyond Bank, you know, it holds a bit of expectation about it if you're going to call yourself Beyond Bank. Sure, so there was certainly a bit of uplift in our staff around, you know, an exciting time and a new venture and that sort of stuff.
Wow, very nice. So are there, I mean, it sounds like everything is going pretty well. We'll talk about your awards and stuff here in a few minutes, but are there like other credit unions going, you know, maybe we should do the same thing because those folks over there at Beyond Bank are sitting pretty right now. They're looking pretty good, attracting new customers, members, and all that type of stuff. So what's the status there?
Yeah, look, I'm sure I have a biased view. I'm sure they all want to be like us, Mike. I have no doubt. To be fair, like I said, a few mutuals have converted to that mutual bank status.
Okay.
What a lot have done, though, is just converted their old name and put bank in it. So I suppose the brand change for them is whatever they were before, they've now added bank on the end. Mm-hmm. Whereas we took the plunge a little bit and completely changed our name and our colours and all that sort of stuff. So, look, we've had a good couple of years. When I say a good couple of years, you know, it's a tough market over here, as I'm sure your listeners appreciate over there too. It's a tough market, and growth and consumer confidence and interest rates being at record lows make it pretty tough for the FI sector.
Right.
We've had a good couple of years considering all of that. Mm-hmm. Our growth isn't too bad on our assets and our loan books. Mm-hmm. I suppose the challenge over here, and much like over there, is the margins on those loans aren't perhaps where we'd like them to be.
Nice. Oh, let's get to the really good. I mean, obviously, this is a kind of a good news type of interview, but you guys have recently won Mutual of the Year award in Australia, which is, I mean, obviously, good news for you guys. And it sounds like because of, you know, your transfer, that's part of what happened. So, I mean, what does it mean for your organization? Does it kind of validate what you guys did?
Yeah, no, it came, I think your point's a good one, Mike. It came at a really good time, and I think it did, it gave us a sense of reassurance about what we've done and where we're going and that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
ABNF, so the Asia Pacific Banking and Finance Group, hold annual awards for the finance sector. So there are a whole heap of different awards that, you know, they obviously have on awards night and that sort of stuff. Yeah. And the process is you fill out a survey and you fill out an application and you talk a lot about, you know, what your mutual does and with your customers and the sorts of work you do in your community. We completed that, and then on the awards night we were pleasantly surprised, I'll say, that to be announced the winners. And that's been a really good one. And again, you know, those awards that they, you know, I mean, I think you sort of, whilst you're always happy to receive them, it's, you know, being a mutual and much like the credit unions, it's all about giving back. So it's great for our staff to feel that recognition when you win one of those awards.
Yeah. Yeah. It makes it all worth it big time. Yeah. So, I mean, what can credit unions in the States learn from you guys? I mean, or even in Australia as well, is there a lesson in here somewhere or something? I mean, you started out that, you know, providing or trying to tell the credit union story was a challenge. And now that you're a mutual, it's a little bit easier to tell that story. I mean, should credit unions in the United States or even should we start kind of like, maybe we should start being this mutual or whatever? Because we're experiencing the same thing here in the States. It's a very challenging story to tell for somebody who doesn't really know.
Yeah, it's funny. It was a few years ago now, but I went to a CUNA conference over there and in New York and had the pleasure of being a sort of a guest at a CUNA conference and listening to what some of the credit unions over there in the States were talking about.
Yeah.
And you're spot on. I was hearing exactly the same challenges, you know, penetrating the market, getting our brand out there. Mm-hmm, how do we get that market share of the bigger banks and that sort of stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Look, I think, you know, I don't know, you know, Beyond Bank took that plunge and completely changed their brand and that sort of stuff. And at its early days, you know, September 13 till today is still relatively immature in the market in terms of how long we've had that brand in the market.
Mm-hmm.
What it has done for us, though, is we no longer, and I don't know if this is an issue over there, but we're Beyond Bank now and people don't ask what we do. They know that we do Homelines, you know, the suite of products.
Yep.
And we do wealth management as well over here. So mm-hmm. the suite, as soon as you put bank in your name, I think people just know straight away that
that's what we do.
Yep. And there's an element of safety about it over here in Australia. Yep. So from that perspective, it was really good. You know, I don't know, I assume not, because I haven't heard of any over your way, but that opportunity perhaps doesn't exist to put bank in your names, and whether people would want to do it over there too, I'm not sure
not
about
a credit
that.
Union. No, they wouldn't do that. No. A little bit of animosity there between the two, so that wouldn't be happening.
Yeah. Well, but it's funny, Mike, you know, we had that same animosity over here, you know. Be under no illusion that the banks and us are now all happy friends,
yeah, exactly.
and that sort of stuff. It's very much, and we're very conscious to refer to ourselves as a mutual bank, not just a bank, so that people understand that, you know, we still don't have shareholders, or, you know, well, sorry, every one of our customers
is a
shareholder.
Exactly. Everybody's involved.
So we're really conscious of that. Look, my only thing to say perhaps to your listeners would be, is there other ways outside the traditional means that we can make people understand what we do mm-hmm. and how safe we are and how we do it? And, mm-hmm. you know, I don't know what that answer is, but I think we had that door open for us by a change in regulatory, you know, offerings in terms mm-hmm. of being able to use the word bank. Like I say, that was not an easy decision, and many sleepless nights were had.
I can imagine.
Around whether we did that or not.
Yeah.
But as it's panned out, it's turned out to be a good thing for us.
Yeah, it sounds like you guys did what's right for you. I mean, everybody's, every institution, every company, every person, whatever, everyone has different circumstances they have to deal with, and challenges, rewards, all that type of stuff. And you guys did what was ideal for you, and it's working out pretty well. Who knows, you know, a credit union down the street could do the same thing and just, it may blow up in their face. Who knows?
Yeah. Absolutely. You need to know your customers and how they're going to react.
That's,
you know,
it. Like, marketing 101. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And there's a smaller trend going on over here in the States that a lot, I mean, I don't want to say a lot, but there's a few credit unions out there that are dropping the credit union from their name. I mean, there's GTA Financial. I mean, there's a few of them out there that are doing that. And it's actually boding quite well for them, if that's a word, boding. It's going quite well for them. So there's that going on over here.
Yeah.
And if that kind of is a segue to our conversation, between the two countries.
Well, we had a similar thing, you know, people dropping credit union out of the name, and not because they wanted to distance themselves from credit union.
Yeah.
It just wasn't a brand that resonated with the consumer.
Exactly.
So that got dropped out. And then I think the next step was to put bank in, you know. Like I say, Mike, it was a big call, and people were quite, how are people going to react to this?
Yeah.
But, you know, after... You know, I think we were sort of, you know, 1958, so we're sort of 50, 60 years old by the time we made this decision. I think, you know, that's where you, at some point you need to go, you know what, we're going to take this plunge and we're going to do something a little different here and go down that path.
I'm sure some of your established customers, members were a little like taken aback, I would think, in the beginning, because, I mean, they've probably been members of the credit union for years and years and years. They're like, how dare you change the name? What are you doing? But then after everything's all said and done, things are a-okay.
Yeah. And even them too. I mean, again, Mike, you know, the mutual sector over there, I'm sure it's similar to here. It'd be fair to say that our member base is made up by a large portion of, you know, older ages in terms of our member base.
Yeah.
So we have a large number of members over 50, over 60 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But again, you know, it's amazing how quickly everyone adapts. Sure, definitely. There was some that sort of said, I never want to deal with a bank in my life. That's why I joined you in the first place and that sort of stuff. But when they walked into the branch after we'd changed and the same person was there and they had the same service and they had the same products, it quickly became apparent that, you know, it was a brand change to resonate with people that weren't already members of us.
Yeah.
And the service that our current members got was the same, if not better, because as you pointed out, our website got updated, our internet banking got updated, our mobile app got updated, and all of our branches got updated. So it was win-win.
Yep, sounds like it. Well, fantastic message to end on, Nick. I mean, anything else to add to wrap up here? I mean, where can we find out more information on what you guys did, or even go to your website and check it out? And I'm sure there's a few credit union folks out there that are curious to see how this whole thing went down.
Yeah, well, probably two things. Definitely on our website, so www.beyondbank.com.au,
mm-hmm.
You can have a look at our website there. And interestingly, Mike, in a couple of weeks' time, I know the WACU conference is over in Denver this year, and our CEOs. No, I won't be there, but our CEO and our product manager are both heading over for that. So there'll be a couple of Beyond Bank representatives over in Denver.
Excellent, excellent. Oh my gosh, I was just thinking about you guys came over here and did some speaking or just kind of cruised around some conferences to kind of spread the word on what you guys did and how it what were the pros and cons, I guess, would be a better way of doing it. So very cool. I'm glad you guys are coming on over.
Yeah, no, I know they're looking forward to it.
Very cool. Well, Nick, thanks again for your time. I appreciate it. And look forward to seeing you guys win another Mutual of the Year next year. Who knows?
Thanks, Mike.